December 30th, 2022, the sixth day within the octave of Christmas. Blessed Virgin Mary says, "Praise be to Jesus." Dear children, the purpose of these messages and all the graces attendant to this property is to change hearts from lukewarm to fervent belief in holy love. Holy love is a call to all people and all nations to hasten to their conversion before the apocalypse. Within this call to conversion is my own call to embrace hearts as a mother during these ambiguous and troubled times. When a soul does not know how to choose or what direction to follow, holy love is the compass which keeps them on track of their own personal holiness and salvation. Holy love transforms the difficult decisions into the obvious choices needed to advance into the chambers of our united hearts. During these times, when Satan desperately needs to snatch souls from the path of righteousness, holy love is a beacon of delivery from evil. No one who embraces sin is also embracing holy love. Each soul needs to pray for honest discernment as to the direction his life is taking. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 17. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Another note is given to read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14. Strive for peace with all men and for the holiness without which no one will see the Lord. Another note is given to read Jude 17 through 22. But you must remember, beloved, the predictions of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, in the last time there will be scoffers, following their own ungodly passions. It is these who set up divisions, worldly people devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And convince some who doubt. Scripture verses asked to be read by the Blessed Virgin Mary.